It looks like you've been partying there, Carter. You got it. Yeah. And part of that, that's good, because today is supposed to be about good times, although it sometimes doesn't seem that way. That's what I got a new toy this week, and I was told I should find some way to work that into a children's sermon. So you might think it's a bit of a stretch, but I'm going to try. Okay, and I was going to start out by reminding you of something that you probably all enjoy. Let's see now. What's that? There we go. What's that? That one of the things that kids enjoy a whole lot, and it doesn't take a whole lot to get a kid excited about this, and that's a little ball. And I hope Robert will forgive me. I raided his cache, his bucket of balls, which he gathered over many years. And but you know, it's kind of neat because. Oh, there we go. Yeah, balls are real simple, but they bring such delight to a child's face, and just about anybody can enjoy having a ball. But sometimes there are ones that are just mean more to you than others, and they're kind of special. And what I ended up I got a ball this week that. It's kind of special. It's not just because it's bigger. It's not just because you can see it. But let me see if I can. If you happen to drop it, what happens? Oh, it makes a lot. And you know, what do you? Yeah, there goes Carter. He's trying to get his to light up. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. And when he plays does that kind of? It's a special ball to him. Does he enjoy that? Well, you know, there were grown-ups that were bouncing these there at the Governor Technology Concert, and I'm not going to give that to anybody, but I'll pass it around. And you could tell that it just kind of brought a little... Oh, Craig?
Let me get this straight. You're giving away Robert's ball.
Yeah. Well... The thing is that sometimes in a ball or in something that happens in our life, it just kind of, there's a special light in it that means more to us and that we kind of remember it. Now, there's a writer that wrote about things like that, and he called that special thing at those special times that just makes it light up your life and make it memorable, he called it joy. And he said there was never any explaining it, but it was what made him first believe in God, because he saw it as a chance for God to do something in our lives which was completely meaningless, that was completely unwarranted, that we didn't need or deserve, but it just brought some light into our life. And that's what that little ball, that big ball, reminded me of, because it was something which... Even those grown-ups standing there in the hallways, they got such delight out of it because it was different. It provided an additional spark in their life. And what I want all those that can listen to remember is that's what God does in our lives as well. He'll surprise us at the strangest times by bringing some light, some joy into our lives at times when we don't deserve it. Sometimes we don't even need it, but they're pure gifts from God. Thank you, youngins. Yeah.